Blog Talk Radio.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed. Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep. Stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life terms. First, I'd like to thank WeTalk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, teens attacking. They say you can tell a lot about a society by the way they treat their most vulnerable population. I hear there is a dangerous game teens play called knockout. That being said, attacking anyone, especially the elderly, is simply the behavior of demented, sick, twisted individuals. This is not child's play at all. Best case scenario, these teens will eventually become the elderly, if they're lucky. If this trend is perpetuated, they are a couple generations away from being assaulted themselves, not to mention their parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends now. So, I guess the question is, you know, why? What, you know, what could be the reasoning for assaulting people and it being considered a game, fun, of anything? You know, it's quite bizarre for the children to turn on, you know, the community. You know, usually it's adults that protect the children, but here sounds like adults need protection away from the children, which is, it's absurd, you know, because from the New York Post, they said two teens attacked an elderly man who tried to break a fight up. It was play fighting in front of the library in Queens. I guess, you know, the man saw him and said, hey, you know. He tried to bring some order to the situation. And look, I seen the video. One kid, these guys didn't look like thugs. One kid had a book bag on his back. And 79-year-old man. They push him to the ground. Then you can see the guy just socking him from throwing his hand back as far as he can, hitting this 79-year-old man. And I think he ended up getting some bones broken, his leg and some ribs. And all he did was try to save somebody, you know, try to, you know, de-escalate what he perceived was an actual, a real conflict between two young men, you know. Just imagine, suppose people just decide, hey, I'm going to let that guy grease that guy up because that might be something that turns on me. Suppose people just turn their back on people who are being assaulted in the streets. And, you know, the worst happens, you know, because I think the 79-year-old, I would like to think anyway that he did the right thing, but seems like what he did, the right thing, turned out to be the wrong thing, you know what I'm saying? So, and these guys don't look like thugs. I mean, they seem like guys that you could go break the fight up with. You know, you could get between and say, hey, stop that, y'all. But, you know, what happened to the reverence and the respect for the for older people, especially the elderly? What happened to that? You know, are we, you know, because these two guys, as I said previously, if they're lucky, if they don't get killed doing that stupid stuff, because that guy has some people who care about him. And he might have some people who are very violent that care about him or who are willing to hurt these two guys, no matter what age they are over that situation, you know. And these two, as I said previously, are, if they're lucky, they don't get killed from doing this, they're going to be amongst the elderly. So is that the expectation? Are they expecting the same treatment? You know, Because it seemed like you wouldn't perpetuate that type of thing, because you wouldn't want somebody to do that to you. Does he expect his grandmother to be treated that way, or his aunt, or depending on how old his mom is? Is that the expectation for these guys, that you disrespect the adults, the senior adults? Anyway, let's have all these different incidents where these guys are doing this. It's like, let me see, what is it equivalent to? You go out and you're just going to do something crazy. The crazy thing is injuring, assaulting senior citizens. Apparently, a lot of this is senior citizens. They did assault some younger people also in some of these incidents. But it is it's baffling, you know, how dangerous it is just to be outside nowadays. You know what I'm saying? And where the danger comes from, it seems like it could come from anywhere now. It's no longer like identify a bold group of kids, because from what I've seen with those guys, they look like guys that go to the library. You know what I'm saying? Look like guys going to do some schoolwork or something. Dude had a book bag on his back and everything, you know. So I wouldn't have thought that they would have done anything like that either. Broken ribs, broken, leg. So, but they did. You know, and I guess my question is, why? Because it's not like, oh, it just happened here kind of like thing. It's like it's all over the country where people do this type of thing. It's, what's it called again? Knockout game. Whether they're calling it knockout game or not doesn't even matter. That seemed like a knockout game. I don't know. It just sound like that. Just seemed like teams attacking. So another group of teams, males and females. Those were two guys there. Little guys. I'm talking about these guys. Don't look like they was old. 15. And probably was like, looked like, I don't know. I couldn't see them that good, but they looked like small guys. One was a little taller. Anyway, this is a group of teens. They say it was a mix of males and females. Walked up to a 67-year-old woman. I think this is New York, too. This is all New York so far. And I'm not putting anything on New York. This is just some information I got. This comes from the New York Post. So they snatched a woman's cane, pushed her to the ground, and when she was on her knees, they hit her with the cane, took a cell phone, and split. That's a 67-year-old woman. A group of teens, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Nobody had the frame of mind to say, you know, hey, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? They had no kind of any kind of respect for this. It's not just that she's elderly. It could be anybody. I'm saying it's bad, but I'm saying the elderly because you become more fragile, and they could be suffering from some type of illness. You don't know, and you do something, hit them, and you injure them seriously, you know, or a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. You know, that's not funny. That doesn't make you tough. That doesn't make you gangster, as you know. Al Capone wouldn't have done that. You know what I'm saying? Bumpsy Johnson would have knocked all of them in the head if he saw them doing that. If you don't know Bumpsy Johnson, that's the mayor of Harlem. Might have saw the movie about him. Who played him? Fishburne played him. Now, Forrest Whitaker is playing Bumpy Johnson. I think it's a Netflix series or something like that. Anyway, he is a gangster, but these guys have boundaries and they respect the elderly and they have a certain level of respect for the community, rather than being gangsters as they are. But here are some teenagers and females at that who decide to beat a 79-year-old victim. And some of the real gangsters would have dealt with that, because they don't like that kind of stuff. So I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. But if that's what we have to look forward to, we have more people like that to look forward to. Right now, they're just attacking 79-year-old people because they are probably amongst, outside of children, one of the most vulnerable populations of people there are. So you understand, when people prey on the vulnerable, you have a much bigger problem. This thing apparently has spread. And why not? Because you can get away with beating up a 79-year-old better than you can a 27-year-old, because that 27-year-old could come back on you. And he's probably got some friends and, stuff like that. Anyway, it's sad. So this woman, I guess she survived that. They say she refused medical attention. So even at 67, she's a pretty tough lady. They had another attack on a person with a cane. So is it, I don't know if it's a cane thing for these guys, or what do they do? They get together and say, okay, we're going to get any old person with a cane. Is that it? Because it seemed like it was a couple of elderly and women too, with canes, that these people, groups of teens, have been attacking. I'm trying to figure out, don't they have grandparents? Because they have parents, they have grandparents. Didn't they grow up amongst people? Animals don't do that. They say in the Bronx, I've seen this year, this lady was on a bus. And I hope we're shooting. But she's 67. Another 67-year-old woman with a cane. I think what happened is two ladies were on the bus. One had a baby coach. Must have bumped into the lady. They exchanged some words, and it turned into a big argument. The elderly lady, she was like, they were telling her to shut up. She said, you don't tell me to shut up, blah, blah, blah. They went to like that. Even that right there, come on. No boundaries, If you bumped into the lady and she got a little excited, all you gotta do is say, excuse me. So, anyway, it was, the two ladies getting into it with the 67. These girls were young. They probably like anywhere from, late teens to 25, something like that, or maybe even more, but they was young. So they got into it with the lady. The lady, she said something to him, like, come on, I trained for this. She like she stood some kind of karate stance with her stick. She's apologizing to the bus driver for the ruckus and stuff like that. But what eventually happened was that one girl got off the bus. Then one came at her on the bus. She offered to fight him. And she said, not both of y'all. One ain't going to be two of y'all. One came, she was still on the bus in front of her. While you come in the bus, she was in the doorway. One came around, told her, come on out. Come on out here. They're going to dust her off. It's easy to, and you should be confident about dusting off a 67-year-old person walking with a cane. Oh, we have a call already. Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought.
Oh, thank you, Carlton. You can hear me?
Yes, sir. How you
Hello?
Doing, Kenny? Yes.
You know, it's sad. While you were just giving your introduction, I remember I was a young fella. And, like, dudes in their 60s would go to the bar on a Friday and Saturday night. You know, 11, 12, 1 o'clock before going home, where they got to go to church the next morning. I wasn't worried. It wasn't worried. I could remember one night, it was a summer night. I was like maybe 17, 18. I said, hey, Mr. Brown, you want me to work? Or, you know, Mr. Brown was kind of like stubborn. He said, I got this, no problem. Because we have respect for our elders. You know, we grew up hearing, respect your elders. That's not said anymore. I could see a 12-year-old arguing with a 60-year-old without any problem and cussing the 60-year-old out like he or she is nothing. You know, and this is common. And I don't know where it came from. This is a recent phenomenon in the past decade. I was recently threatened while I was going through my stuff. He said, one young dude told me, I'll kick old men asses. I don't have no problem of fighting old men and kicking their ass. Where does that come from?
That's my question. Because, like, that's bizarre.
Where does it come from, Carl? This is just a recent phenomenon. I mean, like, in the last 10 years. I didn't hear this in the beginning of the 2000s. I never heard this in the 90s or the 80s or when we was coming up. I'm just hearing this recently. But you know what? I hate to turn this into a racial thing, but I am. You know one culture that don't respect their elders?
No, what culture is that?
The European culture. They send
they
the
don't
old
respect
folks
the elders?
Home. No, they don't.
Similar.
They don't.
But
they're very disrespectful.
Do they cuss them out, knock
they're
them in the head, and stuff like that?
Yes. In a minute. Where do you think the elder abuse came from? It didn't come from us. Elder abuse came from them.
Well,
knock them in, you know, abuse them or put them in an old folks' home and never see them. You know, they just dare to ride away. We never used, you know, that's why I saw this in Philadelphia. You know, the Orientals got a lot of respect for their elders. Every Sunday, at the senior citizen building on, I forgot that block, I think Broad Street, and you know, North Koreans, a lot of Koreans in there. Live there every Sunday. I mean, they have rides for them to go to their worship place on Sunday. Their families come visit them all throughout the week. It's like the elder is like number one in their community. Latinos, again, respect their elders. We are catching up. Black folks are catching up to white folks. In every speck of life.
Well, I mean, I don't know how widespread this is amongst the youth, but it's widespread in the country.
It's widespread. It's widespread. And, you know, I stopped watching videos. I got to start looking at these videos and whatnot and see if there's a message in there, you know, because, like I said, this is a recent phenomenon where young blacks disrespect the elders.
Well, this is beyond disrespect. This is an assault.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is this is way past disrespecting somebody. You dig what I'm saying? They seem to be doing it for fun. You understand what I'm saying? You know, it's unprovoked. You know, of course, I just gave the thing about the lady on the bus. They had a little few words and stuff like that. But still, you can see it's an elderly person. Why are you even trying to fight her? You understand what I'm saying?
What?
Why are you arguing with her? You know what I'm saying? Look, when we were kids, like, we used to sit on this lady's steps. And she ain't want us on her steps. You know what? We hear the door open. Know what she doing? Throwing out a bucket of hot water. We just get up. Water come out on the
yeah.
steps. You know, we ain't break our windows out. We ain't wasn't even mad with it. We was like, "Ooh, man, can't God about that. Can't be sitting on the steps, man. That lady crazy." You know what I'm saying? We didn't want to beat her
yeah.
up. Nobody wants. I'm gonna break her windows out. Well, if I see her, nobody said nothing. Like nobody was mad with her or nothing. Cause we knew we was wrong. We shouldn't have been on the steps. You know, but only thing triggered
us
was the door opening.
I don't know where the thinking process is coming from. I think it's an American thing. I think it's a Western civilization concept. Because if you go into other societies, the elders is regarded highly in families. It's
mm-hmm.
only in the Western world. I'm talking about England, Australia, America, not South America. I don't know about Canada, but in mostly Western civilization. Mostly in Western countries, you know, the elderly is not held in high regard. Like, thank you for your service, put you out in pastures, and go die. You know, where other cultures, like the Latin cultures, the Oriental cultures, the African cultures, like in a lot of African villages, they got the elder council would rule
That's right.
the village.
That's right. That is correct.
It's only in our country where when you reach 60, 65, we don't have nothing to do with you. If you can't walk upright, later.
So, okay.
You got to fend for yourself.
All right. Well, that wouldn't be bad. I mean, if these ladies are walking down the street, they wouldn't have nothing to do with her, then leave her alone. How about that?
Right.
That works. That works, too, actually. Leave them alone. But it seems like they feel a desire to attack these people just for fun. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on, you could kill them. You know
kicks.
What I'm saying? I got some. Huh?
Yeah, for kicks.
You could kill them. You don't know what's wrong with them. You don't know what's wrong with the average person walking down the street. You jump them. Like the Eric Gardner had breathing problems. The guy's choking
yeah.
him on top of that. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know what's wrong with people, and you just attack them. In a vicious, irresponsible manner. Like, you know, come on now. I know attack is
there
not supposed to be responsible, but.
There was an elderly black lady living in the Bronx back in the 80s named Eleanor Bumpers. These cops broke into her apartment. They had the wrong apartment. So as a reaction, she picked up a knife. Like, she don't know who's breaking in. All she hears, boom, the door is busted open. And here these cops coming, and they shot her because she had a knife in her hand. And she was 67 years old. And this is back in the 80s. Now, if authority doesn't have respect for the elders, what do you think they're learning from?
Okay, so
and
maybe
then you have these elders politicians acting a fool and what have you. You know, maybe they think, well, they get what they deserve. But saying bounty
people? The elderly get what they deserve?
I'm talking about this is my how they thinking. This
a
is
politician?
How probably what they think. You know, if you look at a lot of these politicians, they are elders and what have you, and they really don't have the respect of the community, what have you. And they just say, what the heck? Rob them. Jump them. You know, they don't deserve our respect. They don't have our interests best in hand. You know, I'm trying to conceptualize how they might be thinking on the reasons why they are picking on the elders with there's no fight from them. I mean, I can't
right.
fight back.
Less resistance.
No more.
Right. Right. Even if they're fighting back.
10 years ago.
Less resistance.
10 years ago I probably could fight back a little bit. But I can't fight back now. You know? Yeah, like the less resistance. I don't have an answer for it. There have not been any research or writings on the reason why the youth is turning on to the elders. I got my own opinion, and I think it's just following in the footsteps of our oppressors. That's the only thing. Because white folks always been disrespectful to the elders. Always in their history.
So how would black kids living in a predominantly black era learn that?
Look who the teachers are. Look at media. Social media. Especially media and what have you. You have all kinds of shows where people are disrespecting their elders, especially in their community. Especially in their community. You know?
Okay, let's say media is modeling this type of behavior, right? Well, if media model behavior for them to go to school, would that drive them to school?
Uh-huh. Say that again.
If the media model had actors model behavior that emphasized getting an education, would that drive them to school?
I don't know.
Because if it's that simple, then that's a way you could turn it around. And you're just saying that these people, I think that if they're influenced by something on the media, it's because it's something in their life that motivates them, and the thing in the media is just a part of the motivation that perpetuates this behavior, because it's, you know, it's like they can play this little game. They even gave it a little name, knockout, and they walk down the street and they knock somebody out, bam. Like you could be walking down the street past some group of kids, and one of them, they'll be walking by acting like, you know, nothing's going up. But one of them is going to hit you as hard as he can to knock you out. Now, I read somewhere where they say, if that guy don't knock you completely out, the rest of them finish you off.
Yeah, that sounds like
that's
initiation for
man.
The Bloods. That sounds like what the Bloods used to do. But on the East Coast anyway, West Coast Bloods don't do that. But my thing is, a lot of the kids are raised by their grandparents.
That's true. Or in the house of their grandparent.
Yeah, and you think that they'll take that level of respect that they have for their grandparents in the home, where some of them don't even have respect for the grandparents in the home when they get older. But you think they'll take that level of respect with them when they go outdoors. I don't know. Like I said, this is just, I hope it would change. I know that it used to be the elders and the youth used to be connected. Not the parents, but the elders and the youth used to be connected because they had a common enemy, which was the parents. But I don't know where it's coming from. I seen it myself. I don't know where it's coming. And also, you gotta look at this too, Carl. People in their 60s today ain't like the people in their 60s 30 years ago. People in their 60s today are trying to act much younger than what they are. They go to clubs with them. They dress like them. They talk like them. They do the same activities. So I guess being 30, 25 or 30, you say, damn, you ain't here with me? We're peers.
But you know what? These are teenagers. These kids I'm talking about. The kids that beat the guy up at the library, one dude had a book bag on his back. He looked like the kind of dude you go in his pockets. You understand what I'm saying? It's not even like they look thuggish. They look like just a regular dude. But they're twisted. You understand what I'm saying? The guy just tried to break the fight up and they beat him up. And I'm talking about dude was punching him like drawing his hand back. Bam! Hit me. And I'm saying, like, look. That dude could have a grandson. You know what I'm saying? Who's out there on the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He could have a grandson that they know.
Yeah.
That guy, you know, you don't know who you'd be. That could be a relative of yours. Because I know I have some people in the city. I don't know them. They relatives, though. I don't know them. I might have seen them before, but I don't know them. Like, if I seen them again on the street, I might not know them. You understand what I'm saying? When I was coming up.
Yeah.
You know, so you.
Wow.
You know, even at that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and they all have mothers and grandmothers themselves. So, I mean, you know, as I said previously, is that the treatment, is that the expectation they have for their mother and grandmother? And is that what they expect for themselves?
Yeah. Yeah. It appears to be that way, Dan. It appears that way. Like you said before,
no,
there are no boundaries no more.
No boundaries. Because that's a sign that there's no boundaries.
Yeah.
Like to turn it into a game, I'm going to turn it into a game to assault you. You know what I'm saying?
Not to assault you, to kill you, really. And they probably was laughing while he was doing it, right?
It's funny. It's hee-hee-ha-ha, you know? It's a game. The knockout game. The ones that's playing the knockout game. Everything is not the knockout game, but still these incidents represent the level of disrespect and disregard that people have for the elderly. You know, we didn't do that. We didn't, the hell with the elderly. We talking about old heads. We ain't disrespect. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
You ain't even got to be elderly. It was old heads. We respected them.
Yeah.
You don't have to be elderly, just old head.
Right. Yeah. Old heads had a lot of juice.
Yeah, somebody's mom. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was a kid. We moved on this guy. I'm not proud of it. But he ran behind three ladies, stood in front of him. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
It stopped it. Three ladies stood in front of him.
Okay, y'all did not move an inch.
No. I don't know. Nobody reached and tried to get him. Nobody. We could have got him.
Well, what caused
it?
That's just another example of the breakdown of our values in the family. Like I said earlier, we grew up hearing, respect your elders, respect your elders. It was a common theme in our families. I don't think that's being said any longer. Respect authority, respect elders. I don't think that's being said any longer.
Well, I think respect is not even a theme that's being carried out through some of our communities. You know, respect is hard to come by. It's like it's rare. It's the real thing that's rare in the community. You know what I'm saying?
And when did that start, Carlton? Like,
you know,
did it start like in the early 2000 or 2010 or the 90s? I think a level of respect was there in the 90s. Like, when did that start? Like, people not having respect for each other, or people not having respect for parents, or people not having respect for elders or authority figures, or your neighbor next door. When did that start dying down?
When I started seeing it, it was the crack era.
That's the 80s.
Yeah, that's when I started seeing it.
Yeah.
The disrespect.
Me too. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when I started seeing adults disrespecting themselves.
Yeah. 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 There was an earning.
In front of children. Let me finish it because you have to see the whole picture. In front of children.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
This is the result. At this culture. This right here is the result of that. We just answer our own question. This is the result. Because I was just telling somebody the other day, there are a lot of black communities never bounced back from the crack era. There's a lot of families, a lot of people that didn't. If you ask, I said on one of my shows that there are no real black neighborhoods anymore in America since the crack era. The crack era really hurt a lot of black neighborhoods because you had a lot of people in the black neighborhoods that didn't want to see this in front of their children. So that's when it was a big cry for diverse neighborhoods. People moved out. And all the black professionals, black business folks, and black whatever just moved out of the neighborhood. They took their resources with them, and what they left behind were people that were, I hate to say grimy, but that were not of morals and values, as we used to say. And the neighborhood just continued with down. And then it became easier for gentrification. You know, the value cost is low. It was easy to come. And nobody was going to fight these people buying property, Jews and Orientals coming in our neighborhood just buying up property. It's skyrocketing in rent. And that's why you got a lot of black families that are displaced now, housing-wise. But it went back all the way to the 80s. It went back to that crack era where now it's so easy. It's so easy to infiltrate the black community, the ones that are left. Because lot of black communities are gone due to the crack era. When you see all these folks leaving the neighborhood that have resources, the morals, like you tell your son, You see that gentleman over there? He get up every morning. He take his kid to daycare and go to work and whatever. You know, that was someone to look up to, whether it was a construction worker, a teacher, whatever. You had somebody like that living next door to you. Now, what you have living next door to you in a black community are not everyday working folks. They're all gone. I mean, we're trying to come back, but they're all gone. They live in other types of communities now, man, where they feel their children are getting their education, where their children to be safe. They don't have to worry about a bullet coming through their window. They don't have to worry about their kid getting shot, you know.
It's funny you should say that, because you know Bernard Hopkins?
Yeah.
You know,
the boxer.
He said there's two kinds of people in his community. And it just boiled down to being a predator or prey. And he said he didn't like being a prey. Being, you know, they seemed soft, the regular guys, and they just seemed soft. The other guys, they had more respect, you know, they were feared. You know what I'm saying? So that's the route he took. I mean, he's a millionaire now, but, you know, he was in, I think he did 8 years in Graterford or something like that. He was in and out of jail, was stabbed on two occasions, and who knows how many fights he's been in. Not boxing fights, just on the street. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who knows how many times somebody actually tried to hurt him. But the point is, he chose to be a predator or bully, right? Because they seem to get the respect in the neighborhood. So fear seems to be savagery seemed to be one of the things to aspire to be for some individuals in the community, because that's who they see as being on top. So maybe these kids that's their way of expressing themselves in terms of not being prey by making someone else pray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
Because if you want a victory, there are ways to gain a victory. You know what I'm saying? But what's happening is they're not getting enough reinforcement to value education. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're going to school, not learning. They get these kids into school doing nothing, cussing out the teacher. We ain't do that.
Right.
They cut the teachers
out. Cuss out the teacher.
Right. And some teachers probably scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or then you go, some teachers don't want to go to jail behind them either. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because that can happen also. You know, and like I said, those teachers have people that care about them. They don't want their people to get in trouble behind. You know what I'm saying? And this thing could get worse. And I'm surprised that we haven't heard anything about a person participating in something like this being injured or seriously injured behind that. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's hard to identify them for one reason. That's probably why. You know what I'm saying? You're picking on the elderly and, you know, they don't. If a person doesn't know, it doesn't get. You know, sometimes word travel in the hood though. That was so and so and that. To that old lady, and the person can be right there and say, "Oh, that's my boy grandma," and I'm gonna tell my homie, I know who beat his grandma up, and he gonna come around and split somebody's head if you're lucky, because now they gun you down.
Yeah, ain't no more fighting.
Right. You know what I'm saying? This thing, it could get worse. You know, and it don't have to be a thug. It could be just a person who cares about their grandmother. That could set a regular guy in the wrong direction. That'd be two lives gone, because that guy kills that guy, and he goes to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's two down.
Yeah.
And God forbid that he just go for whoever he with. You understand what I'm saying?
And can you blame him? Really, let's look at, can you blame him? The cops not going to do anything about it. and you pissed off because somebody jumped on your grandma, you know, and your boys gonna say, yo, man, you gonna take that? We going with you. You know who it is? We gonna go. I know if I was in that instance and somebody jumped on my grandma, yo, I'm gonna take care of my goddamn self. Don't worry about
and you gonna have some backup. You gonna have some backup.
Yeah. You gonna have your crew with you. So a lot of people.
So that thing could turn into something, man. Really worse.
Yeah.
Bigger, not worse.
Yeah.
Bigger. It can expand.
Yeah.
Because then them people might have their big brother, he's out on the street, he got same thing he got. So now they into it. Now that turns into that. All this simple stuff, people dying, going to jail for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Over
and
one person
chosen from the community. Yeah. And this attitude and this disregard for life, that that's all it is. It has to be stamped out of the community. It's unacceptable.
Let me ask you something, Carlton. And I've been thinking about this for a couple of months now. You know, you think our community could be saved?
Woo, man.
I mean,
I had a
I'm really thinking that, you know, there's a stone wall there and there are people. Like this sister told me about 18 months ago, you're not going to be able to save everyone in your community.
That's right. That's what I was going to say to you. Right. Our community, no.
Yeah.
People in our community, yes. Yes. You know, not everybody, you know, because I don't, you know, no matter how right or you are about something or how you want to minimize or eradicate risk in the community, there's always somebody who says, F you. I don't care nothing about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you corny, you a square, you a chump. You know, that's why y'all, you know. It's always somebody, you know, to say that, you know. But the thing is, that person right there, all right, he just told you no, right? Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Keep it moving. He don't want what you got. He don't want what you offer.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Keep it moving. Keep it
Hopefully
moving.
Hopefully he'll come around. If he doesn't, oh, well, so be it.
That's right. You can't save everybody. That's correct. And some people will fight you if you try to change them. Some people will try to hurt you. Literally.
All right, let me ask you this, Carter. Now, who's the enemy? What is the enemy?
But, well, this is a perfect example of what is the enemy. As I say frequently, is that we don't have a moral compass. So without a moral compass, you're already at risk. You understand what I'm saying? You're at high risk without a moral compass. I don't have a moral compass. I don't have that to tell me, this is right, this is wrong. This puts me in my community at risk. This here does not put me in my community at risk. It strengthens my community. But when negative anti-life behavior becomes an aspiration in the community, that is a problem. And like you see those videos of guys glorifying homicide. I've never seen that before in my life.
Yeah,
I've never seen that, and people just publicly announcing, "I'm a killer," and what? You know what I'm saying? I know people who have been in that situation. That's never talked about. Nobody's talking about no homicides.
Yeah. You want to know nobody that you want nobody to know that you did a homicide. How many bodies?
Yeah.
You have.
You know, and none of that violent stuff being talked about. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody's talking about that. And nobody's glorifying it. And so when you glorify negative, aggressive, predacious behavior, that becomes a problem because that right there is beyond a moral compass right there. That's like saying we're going to we're going to aspire to do the wrong thing, and it's okay, it's all right. We're going to support you in doing the wrong thing, and if you're not doing what we're doing, use the chump.
Yeah.
And we're going to make you feel bad.
Question. Let me ask you another question. What do you think about these new mothers?
The new who?
Mothers.
Mother?
You know.
Oh, Mueller.
Mothers.
Mothers.
M-O-T-H-E-R. Yeah.
Oh, the new mother?
Yeah.
Okay, which new mother are you talking about? There's different types of mothers. There are all types of mothers out here. See, there were the mothers on that bus that attacked that 67-year-old woman. One of them was a mother. I'm
really?
Assuming she had a baby. And yeah, she had a baby coach. She bumped it into the lady. Then that's how they got into the confrontation. She hit the lady with a baby coach. You know, what happened to excuse me? Oh, you're a little upset because I hit you and I didn't notice and I didn't say anything. Excuse me, I'm Miss High. You know what I'm saying? What happened to that? You know, so it depends on which mothers you're talking about. You know, because I hear
about that act.
Here's what some people at in the school say, that the mother's worse than the kid, the parent worse than the kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, this is what this dude told me. I had him on the show one time, right? He said, if you want to know the problem with the kid, just follow him home. Wow. Really? Yeah, the problem is in there.
You know, and,
wow.
You know, that's part of the problem, you know, but it's intergenerational, the out of control behavior, you know what I'm saying? So they learn to be out of control, you know, but how do you learn to target the elderly, the one of the most vulnerable people in the community, the people you should be protecting? How do you learn to target them? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. You remember this little thing that had a flash mob? The flash mob started off as just people getting together through social media to do some random act. It was not a violent thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? So in Philadelphia, it turned into a violent thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cause a flash mob?
Yeah, flash mob. That's it. You see all these kids get together, and then but the people get together, you know, like, so the people get together on flash mob. They get together, and they get somewhere, and they dance. We only got, like, two and a half minutes left. So they get together, they might be dancing. They do the hustle for about a minute or two or three, whatever, I don't know. They go home. That's a flash mob. Philadelphia turned into a violent thing. They get together, and they do some violence. You understand
wow.
what I'm saying? So I'm saying like the people who appear to be youth appear to be aspiring to be violent. You understand what I'm saying? And
We live in a violent. Hold, Colin. We can't blame them for that. We live in a violent country.
Oh, I can't blame them because not every youth is doing that. All youth aren't doing that. I can blame. Hold them responsible for their behavior. Yes, you can blame them. You know, they're not fighting back violently. They're being predators violently. They're planning to go somewhere where there's no violence and commit violence. You can't hold them responsible.
And that behavior is learned from somewhere. Where is that behavior learned?
Oh, it's definitely
learned.
All behavior is learned, but you still can hold them responsible for their behavior.
Okay, but hold up. If they say that being a big bad MF-er is cool,
that's right.
If media,
I told you, Bernard
Hopkins. If the media is saying, if you're a big bad dude, you're cool. If you go to school, you're square. Where is that? That is being learned. That's being
the media is not saying that, though. The media is not saying you're a square peg.
Yes,
not
it
going
is.
To school.
Yes, it is.
Where they saying
yes,
that at? Is. Where is the media saying that?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, you can watch the games that they be doing, those kids be playing, the violent
okay,
games.
Okay, I'm not aware of that. I don't play any games.
Those games that
we got 10 seconds, Kenny. I'm gonna have to cut you off. All right,
yeah.
10 seconds left.
All right, man.
Hey,
well, we can continue this
good,
on
man.
My show next Tuesday. Well, come
okay,
on my
next
show
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
I keep it
going. We can continue this talk. All right.
Okay. Good. That's right. I want to thank everybody for listening in, calling in. Until next week, think about it.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
We have to do something.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.